Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Going live in just a second. Waiting on Facebook.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
You got me running, baby. You give me something way beyond revenue. You put the magic in me.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Knives Radio. We're here live. It's 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time. I'm down here in South Texas. Hope everybody's having a great Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. So this is Redneck and Knives Live, Redneck and Knives Radio Live, and we're going to be here every weeknight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can call in at 515-602-9731. It's a call-in radio show here. We're going live. We're on Facebook Live. Also, you can just watch along. Comment if you like. I'll try to get everybody on here when I can. There we go. And see the comments and everything. But we're on blogtalkradio.com, Redneck and Knives Radio. It's 515-602-9731. You can call in on there. And we appreciate everybody joining along. We're just talking about life on the road, all things trucking and then some. And just enjoying the Friday, getting ready for the weekend. So who's all heading home? How many drivers out there heading to the house? Last leg. Maybe you got a drop in the morning. Maybe you already dropped and you're heading that way. Heading to the house. Get ready to grab a cold one. Do whatever you got to do to enjoy the weekend, I tell you. But, just call in. Like I said, 515-602-9731. Don't forget to go check out our website. The website is redneckandknives.com. All the links to our social media accounts are on there. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And we're looking forward to getting on Twitter. Now that Elon Musk bought Twitter, we're going to get on there. We're going to get on it now. I like supporting freedom of expression, and I like supporting companies that support freedom, that kind of good stuff. So we're going to get on there and get all that done. But don't forget to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Those are the guys out there. They do the particulate filter cleaning. If you've got a DPF filter that's technically diesel particulate filter, or if you got any kind of like EGR valve issues or any of that aftermarket or what do they call it, EPA crap on the big trucks, DPF Regeneration. You know, and they've got other stuff too. They've got charger coolers. They're getting into turbo chargers, all that stuff. It's all the different kind of things that they got going on over there. And they just got a lot of technology, a lot of experience. They know what it takes to get the trucks down the road. You can give them a call at 800-634-3010, or like I said, go check them out, dpfregeneration.com. And we appreciate those guys over there. So, yeah, we're just going to keep on rocking and rolling here. And we hope everybody enjoys everything they're doing out there this weekend. And like I said, go check it out. Go have fun this weekend. I'm going to be – Sunday is going to be the GDP Biker Safety Awareness Project in Corpus Christi over here downtown. If you guys down here in Corpus, if you're going to be in the area, stop by. It's going to be right there down in that downtown area. We're going to be out, you know, we're going all the way out to Port A. It's going to be a great bike ride there on Sunday. The weather looks like it's going to be really nice, not too hot and not too sunny. Might be a little cloudy, so might enjoy that time like that. So, have a good time, enjoy some things, get everything going down the road, and that's what we're going to do here. We're going to enjoy getting to the house because it's getting that where it's the weekend, getting ready for the weekend. So let's rocking and rolling. All right, so This is Redneckinized Radio. Like I said, we're live here every weeknight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're still going to do a Sunday show. It's going to be at the same time, 7 p.m. We're hoping that we're going to do all that. I might not be able to be exactly at 7 p.m. Like I said, we've got the bike ride Sunday, so we might be having problems with that. But we'll definitely try to make sure we work that in everything. So, like I said, just keep on here. Like I said, call in, 515-602-9731. It's Redneckinized Radio. Everybody, hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I Radio. We're here live 7 p.m. Eastern Time talking about life on the road, all things trucking and then some. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Don't forget to go check out our website, redneckandice.com, and go check out our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody subscribing to our YouTube channel. That's been great for us. So before we go any further, great sponsor we got, that's LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's a great trucking company out of Denver, Colorado, and they're keeping everybody busy over there. And a lot of miles being run and a lot of freight being hauled. So you can give them a call, 720-277-0030, or check them out at ltrtransportation.com. And when you talk to them, tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I, because we really do appreciate them. So I was just looking at what's going on in the news and everything, and I tell you what, a lot of people have been expressing their opinions of this Johnny Depp trial. I thought it was funny. I had to throw my 2 cents in because everybody's got 2 cents. And I figured, hey, I got 2 cents to spare. I'll throw my 2 cents in. And I tell you what, I could give a damn, okay? Everybody, oh, I feel sorry for Johnny. The girl's crazy. You know what? So what? You know? I mean, if you put up with it, then she might have not been that crazy. You know, if you were putting up with it, because – you know, dudes, I don't know, man, put up with it because you love her, or you don't put up with it and you just say, get out of here, you know, and everything. So he obviously, you know, he obviously was hooked on it. That's all I can tell you, because he kept going back, you know, and people kept showing pictures of him like at premieres or any kind of like parties or whatever where he was out in public. And they said he had like, you know, scars or bruises on his face because she had been hitting him and everything. And I guess he broke his fingers and all that kind of stuff like that. I tell you what, if it's that bad, if she's kicking your ass that bad, then and you're like not leaving or whatever, you know, I don't know. I mean, it don't make no sense. Don't make no sense at all. You know, I never did really like Johnny Depp. I don't know. He might have been that's the other thing I was going to say at this trial here. Okay. He's a really good actor. So, to me, it's all an act. That's all it is. Just like the whole Will Smith and Chris Rock thing and all that, they're actors. That's what they do, okay? When you're not paying attention to those people, they're going to act out and they're going to get the attention. That's what they crave. They crave the attention. That's why they do what they do. They crave the attention. So, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to believe, you know, oh, you know, that, and that's the thing, people get wrapped up in that crap. They're like, oh, I don't like her, I like him better, and all that like that. Okay, the last time I got caught up in that crap is when Miranda Lambert and that other guy, Blake Shelton, when they broke up, you know. And I was a big Miranda Lambert fan, because she's from Texas, and he was from Oklahoma. So I was like, he's from Oklahoma, I don't give a shit about who's, you know, about him. He's from Oklahoma. I care about the person from Texas. But that might be why I don't care that much about Johnny Depp. Amber Heard is from Texas. So I kind of have to side with her a little bit, you know. And you know what? I got to tell her, hey, if she wanted a dude that could put up with her crap, maybe she should have picked a guy from Texas instead of a guy from Kentucky. I don't know. I got friends from Kentucky, so don't read into that. But I don't know. There's a lot of people I know that live in Kentucky that I told them Johnny Depp's from Kentucky, and they're like, oh, bullcrap. So, yeah. And all that celebrity bullcrap. I tell you what, a lot of truck drivers get caught up in that. You know, there's a lot of social media. Truck drivers on social media are talking about it and everything. And I just had to throw my two cents in because everybody's talking about it. And I'm like, you know what? It's a bunch of crap. Okay. It's a bunch of crap. What did somebody talking about? Like, well, even Elon Musk thing, you know, I mean, everybody's throwing a fit about Elon Musk spending a bunch of money. And, you know, hey, that's a great thing. It's business. It's all that good stuff. At least it's not celebrity bullcrap. You know, it's business stuff. But other than that, it's what else was it? It was, you know, I'd be more – people need to be more worried about their politicians stealing their money and buying stupid crap with it rather than worrying about celebrities in their trials for millions of dollars exchanging hands. All it is lawyers getting rich. That's all it is. So I bet you our good pal here. Let's see what he's got to think about. I think this is Greg right here. What's going on? Is this Greg?
Hey. Yeah. Why do you got to start? Why do you got to wind me up every night?
Hey, I tell you what, it's good radio, buddy. It's good radio. Get Greg cranked up. It's good radio.
I was really trying to keep my composure, and I was going to behave myself, but then you got to go and start being racist. What's the deal?
Oh,
why do you got to start being racist? All of a sudden now we're not from Texas. You don't want nobody to do that. You like everybody from Texas, but nobody else.
Hell yeah. That's what I did. I said when Blake Shelton broke Miranda Lambert's heart, I was pissed because I was like, he's from Oklahoma. Screw that guy.
Can't believe that. So Heard's from Texas, so you're taking her side over Johnny Depp because he's from wherever.
Well, Johnny Depp's an asshole.
You can't do that.
I don't like Johnny Depp, so I just don't like him.
I tell you what. I don't like either one of them.
Well, no,
I ain't gonna give them no satisfaction because they ain't sending us no checks, so I ain't talking about them.
Well, there you go. That's what we were talking about before with even Elon Musk. You know, I mean, it's like, what was the meme going around? Like, instead of worrying about how much money Elon Musk is spending, worry about those politicians taking your money. And
I ain't talking about nobody. They ain't sending me checks. I ain't talking about them.
Oh, my goodness.
They start cutting me checks, then we'll start talking. Oh, boy, can we talk.
Oh, man.
Well,
here, I got nothing, man. I'm just getting started. The weather's getting nice, and we're going to do a poker run down here on Sunday. The weather's getting nice up there. Y'all going riding? I saw it got pretty chilly up in New York. I didn't know if it stretched out your way or not.
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Been colder than hell up there.
Yeah, no, it's like it was 30 up in Syracuse or something.
Yeah. We had a little bit of frost, and that was it.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be so Gerald down there for the GDP project, Back Our Lives Matter. He's going to have his poker run is going to be Sunday, so we're going to be doing that Sunday. Going to be out riding. So,
well,
I hope you can ride. I'm sorry that I keep talking about going riding if the weather's bad wherever you are.
Hey, I can ride. I get in, turn the key, turn the heat on, man, roll the windows up, and I ride all I want to ride.
You know it ain't much that ain't that much fun.
I seen a guy out the other day riding a motorcycle, and it had to be in the mid-30s. I said, you're a fool.
Yeah, once the truck gets right here, they're out all the time.
I don't care who you are. Yeah, I mean, there's guys out here, man. They're diehard. As soon as it gets if the roads are dry, they're on the bikes. No,
well,
not me.
Well, what I was going to say was you know what we should have done? We should have pulled that guy aside. The guy that was in the people's convoy, then he was out there riding the convoy. We should have pulled him aside and told him he needed to call us on the radio show because we need to talk to that guy.
No. What he needs to do is have a psychiatric evaluation is what he needed. No, I'm sorry. Ride that bike from California all the way out here in all that bad weather. I mean, that's just dedication there, boy. I don't give a damn. I ain't that dedicated for nobody.
Yeah.
I don't care what it's about. I ain't doing it.
Well, I guess it could separate us from all those other people, those guys that live in like Virginia and North Carolina and they ride out to Sturgis. I don't know.
Yeah.
I ain't all about that. You know, even down here.
If I'm going to ride out Sturgis, I'm going to haul that bike till I get to the state line, then I might ride it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people, they have T-shirts, and a lot of people, the joke is that you trailer it all the way to like an hour out, and then you ride it in, and then you get the T-shirt that said, I rode it all the way, I rode to Sturgis.
Right.
Yeah, that's the joke, you know. So, but here, even down here, I mean, there's going to be a ride. We're getting a Saturday, tomorrow morning, there's a ride. It's going all the way down to the valley, and it's 170 miles one way. And that's even too far for me to do that. So.
I'm having to cook and do the radio station at the same time.
Yeah, no, see, that's what I tell people all the time. We got regular jobs and we got lives. So, you know, getting on the radio here, it's just something we'd like to do for everybody to just get the word out of
She put stuff on the stove to cook for dinner, and then she took off and ran down to Walmart, and then everything started boiling over on the stove, so I had to go over and take care of that.
That's funny. Yeah, so I think what we're going to do here is we're gonna get things moving along and take a little break, and then we got other callers coming in, so we're going to get them a holler. But everybody go check out redneckandeyes.com. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. Those truckertools.com, and we'll step away. We'll take a little break here, and we'll come right back. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and Eyes, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is it. We're Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes Radio Live here every weeknight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody calling in and joining along. Don't forget to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's been a great success for that. If you can search it, Redneck and Eyes, it's a YouTube channel name. Or if you go to our website, with the link to it is at the bottom of the website down there with all the different little icons. You know, we've got the social media access to all that too. And then links of all of our great sponsors. One of the great sponsors I'd like to mention is Load to Ride Transportation. They're a great little outfit out of Denver, Colorado. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Give them a call at 720-277-0030. We appreciate their support of Redneck and Eyes. So we're going to go back to the phones here. I'm going to bring on, I think this is Jeff. Is this who that is?
Yeah, this is Jeff. I thought at first I called the wrong radio show. I thought I called the Texas White Supremacy line, but now I heard the commercials. I understand I'm with Redneck and Eyes. So
hey, that might be it though. You might it's the Texas Supremacy, at least. Everything from Texas is better. I told you know that. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything from Texas is better. Matthew McConaughey, Randall Lambert, George Strait.
I'd much rather be there than the land of liberals that I'm in right now.
Yeah, where's that at? Up in
Washington, California.
State. California, yeah, well, you know. There's billboards. I don't know the last time you've been to Texas. There's billboards down in Austin that says, "Don't California my Texas." I mean, they're billboards. Not just on the internet. There's actual billboards that say that going down the highway.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like cockroaches. You know, they infiltrated Colorado, and now Colorado's half California and half Colorado, and they just spread. They're like feral hogs. They just move, you know, and kind of ruin every place where they're at.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess the best part is that once people move here and they realize there's no income tax, you know, like you can go to Colorado, but Colorado always was kind of the same as California. But here there's actually no income tax at all. and very little, like, you know, so people get here.
They all move to Nevada then, because there's plenty of land there. They could build all the crazy houses they wanted to.
I think that's
the
other thing.
Get out of the way from everybody.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing, too. Texas is more appealing to the people that live in Southern California and they move to Texas. The weather's a little more appealing than it is to, like, maybe Nevada and Colorado, where it might get a little more chilly over there. I mean, it can get cold here.
Yeah.
That, you know, you come down to San Antonio and Austin, the weather's pretty damn nice all the time. You know, so it's all right.
I just surprised 1 hour show. We're taking a break and 1 hour show. I thought, wow, that's kind of wild.
Well, you got to,
you
man.
Gotta
you
get got to get your ads in that way, huh?
That's right. That's right. And plus, what we do, I don't know if you've seen it or not, it's easier to do it that way if we break it up into those little segments. That way, when we go edit it and put the videos out on YouTube, it's easier to break apart.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the concept. That's the reason why I was doing it, is that way it's easier to break it up. And that was back when I had to do it myself and it was harder.
I see. So yep, we're still tearing the government apart, huh?
What now?
Still picking on the government, huh?
Well, yeah, we can do that too. You know, whatever. I was talking about how Johnny Depp was full of crap. I think it's all for show. I don't think he's telling the truth about all the crap he's gone through. You know, I'm not saying Amber Heard is perfect. I'm just saying that, you know, he's not perfect either. Everybody was taking his side. They were feeling sorry for him. I said, the guy's a millionaire. I don't feel sorry for anybody that's a millionaire.
right.
You know, I mean, it's just
you
like
know,
the whole... No, go ahead.
Ever since we got a clown in office, I haven't watched the news. I couldn't tell you what's even going on with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I mean, it's been actually a funny thing. You know, like I said, I'm a big follower of Ben Shapiro, and he's talked about it, and other people in the conservative media circles have talked about it, because it's the whole, you know, relationship thing that I think that our society has fallen into, where we don't have, you know, solid relationships. It's hard these days because of the way that media and entertainment and all those things, how they treat each other, is how we've kind of relayed that into our society. We've allowed that to happen. We always want to emulate. You know, once those people started becoming more public, it's like our society is emulating that. Especially the younger you are, the more you want to be like those media people, those celebrities. And
so
when you see
a divorce or something or what?
Well, yeah. So what happened was is that I think they've been divorced for a really long time and they broke up. And what she said is she was getting abused. Well, come to find out, she was the one abusing him. And she was
well,
the one, like,
all the time, us poor
right.
husbands.
Well, he's suing her now for defamation, like for a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. So there's a, and then of course the whole worst thing about it is that there's a trial. So now they're having like the lawyers interview everybody, and I don't know why. I guess maybe they do it these days is they actually broadcast every trial these days. I guess you can go watch any trial you want on TV, and this one's now on every channel.
That's not true.
Well, you know,
I wanted to watch the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, and they would not broadcast that one.
Well, see, and that's the thing. So they're broadcasting this one. So now everybody's watching it. So that's, yeah, you're right. That's what it is everybody's watching it. So and then if you go like on TikTok, they're making videos. I mean, everybody out there is making a video about it, about their opinion of it. And a lot of people are just saying that, oh, I feel sorry for Johnny Depp. He was getting abused, and she actually defecated in his bed. Is what the thing was. So that was funny. You know, it was like, what'd she do?
Wow. That happened to me one time.
Oh, I see. And it only took the one time. And you're like, all right, I'm out.
I didn't know I was that good a lover to make her do that, but it happened. So.
Well, now see, that's what I said too. I said that too. I said,
you know, I mean, You can't sue somebody for that when you make a woman lose all control, you know. I mean, hey.
Oh, man. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, man, that's so hilarious. But, yeah, so that's, you know, that was going around and all that. So, you know, yeah, I think it's to me, I laugh at it. You know, it's you gotta laugh. It's funny. That just cracks me up, man. It's like,
so,
it's like, you know, I thought I had bad problems. Those people got really bad problems.
Well, yeah, like Greg, he's slaving away over a stove. He didn't even tell us what he's making.
Let's see. I'll pull him back up here. Let's see if he's back on there. So is Greg back on here? What's for dinner?
Yeah, I've been here.
Yeah.
You keep me muted.
Yeah, I did. I went on there and muted you because I didn't want you yelling or screaming.
I'm about to start. I think you'd be a so president against Johnny Depp, man. I think you need, that's why you don't need to be on jury, because you convict him before ever you know what's going on.
I would have.
I don't care. How do you know she wasn't at fault too?
No, she is.
Why is everybody blaming him for everything?
Because come on now. It's Johnny Depp. He needs to be blamed for something.
From the sound of the things, she got quite a bit of money too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why he's suing her. To me, I'm thinking she probably had a pretty good career, and he hadn't been doing anything in a long time. So he's like, you know what? Nobody knows who I am anymore. I need to do something to make myself famous. I mean, just kind of like the attention thing. They need the attention. Nobody's paying attention to me. What's the guy in Seinfeld? Look at me.
That's 90% of the people down at the truck show.
Oh, man.
So does that mean we can sue them? Because they're not giving they're not getting attention?
Well, no, they'll sue you because they're not getting attention.
Well, let them go ahead. They can sue me. I don't want to.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, Greg, are you practicing a recipe for the Wednesday night show?
But what?
For the Wednesday night show?
What do you mean recipe?
I thought maybe they're going to do a man cooking for the wives on the woman's talk show. I thought you were going to share a recipe and have a cooking section. Man. Yum, yum, as old grandpa used to say on E.R.
Let me tell you, he knew absolutely positively nothing but how to feed his belly.
Good stuff.
Can't explain how he made it?
I'm getting to be like, I'm getting to start to feel like Rodney Dangerfield, man. I don't get no respect.
No respect at all.
I thought maybe Tiffany's show was going to put you on a little cooking segment there.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
You and Holly could exchange recipes.
Huh. I don't know.
Greg, I was trying to see if I could play. I can't play. Well, you know what? I can do it on my phone. But Greg sent me a pretty cool little TikTok video earlier. Greg gets on TikTok. He gets wound up on TikTok. He'll just sit there and just scroll.
No, it got sent to me. I just passed that one on.
Oh, okay. I tried to share it.
Robbie's not on the line yet, is he? We could sing happy birthday to him.
Yeah, he was on there. He was on there listening a little bit ago. Just open the line up on him. He won't have no choice but talk.
Well, sometimes I don't jump on there unless you guys tell me to because I don't know if you guys are, you know, getting settled in or, you know, doing something else.
Oh, I'm driving 50 double nickel here in California because that's what the sign says.
I wasn't ready to chime in yet.
See, I didn't do that.
God damn it.
That
Greg.
Was all
yeah.
Ed
whoever
the hell. Or Red, or Greg. It was not Ed. It was
that
all Greg.
Chicken lollipop. I swear that chicken lollipop needs to do something.
Chicken
he
lollipop.
Needs to go back to work. Swear to God.
Oh, so Greg has the power of bringing people online now, too, huh?
No. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm sitting here with my phone.
Oh, yeah. Now we got three people. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't hit no button, and I got unmuted.
Ed bumped the wrong button.
Happy birthday, Robbie.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead. Call in and listen to it. I'll hook you up.
like this.
It's all good.
Bunch of Richards.
Everybody's all right.
No, we got a bunch of Richards.
I'll follow up and you guys can carry on your conversation.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what else is going on. There's nothing else going on, really. I mean, other than the fact that they're still, I mean, one of the, you know what, I think Google might be messing this up. Greg, what do you think? If that Trump story about him giving out money to, it's still like the top trending story on Google. You think Google is purposely doing that on purpose?
Yeah. Trump don't have to give out money.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is that, you know, like, just like we said, as soon as this report came out and they said that what was the article said, that the honest career politicians over at DOD said they shouldn't be giving that money out. You know, the deep state said that they shouldn't be giving
right.
that money out. It's like, so the same
they
deep state.
They've been whining and crying like a bunch of little girls ever since Elon Musk got Twitter.
Oh, man. It's hilarious. It's so funny.
And it ain't going to stop.
Yeah, that's what Ben Shapiro's been talking about every day. That's who I listen to every day before, you know, that's how I start my day is with what Ben Shapiro's talking about. And it's entertaining because Ben Shapiro is entertaining. He does it hilarious. Even he gets involved with, even John Kerry is throwing his hat in the ring with all that stuff because it's all about whether it's the equity or the, you know, it's did you know that climate change is about racism? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yep. That Ben Shapiro.
It's my light untanned skin reflecting the sun rays up, causing the melting of the glaciers.
My
light skin reflection.
Yeah. And then the first town that floods is like, you know, Scotland. Yep. But
you know, if the water raises everywhere, the water's flooding and it's threatening everybody but Italy. Who runs around in Italy? You see what Italy runs around in?
Yeah. That one city has been underwater for a couple hundred years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's what people always talk about.
The main transportation has gone all those boats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's what Ben Shapiro always talks about, how they always say that when the polar ice caps do melt, which, I mean, there's probably evidence that they are, that it's going to kill millions of people. And Ben Shapiro's like, no, it's not. And they're like, why? How can you say that? He goes, because it's not like it's going to be like a tidal wave killing. It's going to be a slow increase in the in the level, and then people are going to realize, oh, crap, the water is rising. Maybe I should move. You know, it's like they're going to move because that's what people have done for centuries is every time something bad happens in an area, they just say, you know what, we can't live here no more. Let's move.
They will not move, Ed. They will not move. People are dumb. They will not move. They will not leave. That's their homes.
No.
They will not leave. New Orleans is proof of that. Every Gulf Coast state, every coastal state is proof of that. Don't matter where you live on that coast, they will not leave. Hurricane comes in, blows their shit away, floods them, drowns them, whatever. They go right back.
I totally agree with that. What I'm saying is that you know, if you have a house on the sand right now, if you have a house on the beach, let's say 50 years from now, that house is not going to be there because you're going to tear it down and build another house. You know, just
I'm
like,
telling you right now, if I had a house on that beach, first hurricane come in and blow that son of a bitch down, I'm going to be heading north. Hell with that beach.
Well, that's where
hell with that
house. Well, hell is it? Miami's, the whole town of Miami's built on sand.
Yeah, the whole city built, and it's basically, well, I mean, everywhere you go, if there's like an ocean front, like big city, like down in South Texas, you got South Padre Island down there, all the hotels are right there on the beach and everything. It's everything, and you just... The reason why it's expensive is because they've drilled down and put concrete way down low, and it's, you know, like right now they're building a bridge in this little island town that I live next to. They're building actually a bridge to go over, and what they're doing is they're building how do you say it? It's like a marina. So there's a marina on one side of the island. Well, they're trying to connect that marina to the other side of the island, and they're actually digging a trench in this island. I mean, the island's only about maybe 2 miles wide, maybe not even that. And there's a big bunch of houses on the like on the inland side of that island where there's it's like a lagoon area that it's a shallow area that they've dug out to where they can get boats in and out of there. And the other side is the ocean where the waves are. Well, they're trying to connect the both sides so that houses can be built. And the houses were going to be expensive to where they're going to connect. Like, everybody's going to have a boat. Everybody's going to have a dock. And the house, the backyard, is going to go into the marina where they can put a boat in their backyard. And anytime they want to go in their boat, they don't have to go. They don't have to go nowhere. They're just right there. And they're building this all over this. I mean, it's island of sand. And they're building all of this heavy duty, like, marina, road, bridge. It's all complicated. And it's like, you know, they're spending the money doing it. And that's what they want to do. And people are spending, they're spending lots and lots of money to do that. And it's like, you know.
What I want to know is, where are they getting all their money to buy all this stuff?
Well, it's
the recession. We're in a recession. Where's all this money coming from?
No. It's not. It's actually like the builders, the home builders. It's not the government doing it. It's the actual private enterprises doing it because they're selling houses. And the people that are buying houses are the doctors and the lawyers that are from, like, New York or whatever. You know, that's what it is. It's all that, you know. Yep. And then, of course, it's, you know.
And the doctors and the lawyers and shit is buying it on government money that they got during COVID.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, they're probably government employees.
The free government money the government gave them for every COVID case that they found.
I think that's one of the biggest things that we need to look at more as truck drivers is the value. Like, you know, we sit here and talk about it all the time. If you want me to do that job, you're going to have to pay me. And I think as truck drivers, we need to realize that they're not paying us enough, and we just need to ask for more. And, you know, we're always saying, well, you know, I need at least this and this and this. And every time, I even had a job.
I need another stimulus check. So put a word in for me, would you?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's not only that. It's just doing a job, regular job. It's you know, you see it all the time. You said the other day, Jeff, where somebody called you up and told you they had this cool load, and you're like, hey, that sounds great. How much you paying? And you were like, no, that's not enough. You know, it's like we need to do more of that, actually. You know, we actually, as truck drivers, we need to do that more. Is like, no, you're not paying. That's not enough. you need to pay more. And I think
that's why that great company called Elida's got those stickers that say no to cheap freight.
Yeah.
And then they're putting mud flaps out there on shipping wars, and they're out there hauling shit for nothing.
Yeah, we had that conversation. You're right. I remember that. That was hilarious because you're right. Say no to cheap freight. The guy's out there hauling, like, you know, heavy ass load for like $1.20 a mile.
He's got to cut the shit out of his partners. You know, it's everybody else's rates out there to try to get the load. And by the time they get it and haul it and everything, they end up owing them money.
Yeah. Yep.
The only thing that kept his head above water. He was getting money from that TV show, too, that was offsetting his costs.
Mm,
that's right.
Yep, that's right.
And everybody thinks that's the greatest show. I think that show sucks.
Well, I mean...
They're not on the air no more.
Yeah, I mean, they keep rebooting it, Jeff. They keep trying to make it, like, you know, new people, different people, and, you know, they're different scenario, just like Ice Road Truckers, you know, it's like... Everybody I know the people that I know that watch that show are not truck drivers. I don't know any truck drivers that actually sit down and watch that show at regular.
I'm sorry, but that's like Lisa Kelly. When she was on Ice Road Truckers, she was up there. All she did was whine and cry. She did everything. She run around with coveralls on. But every time it come time, or she had trouble with her truck, or she needed chains put on, or this, they make the job out to be 10 times worse than it actually is.
Exactly.
You know, just like every time she did, there was always somebody around to help her do her job.
Yeah.
You know, I come up on her and she's standing over the flat tire. I tell her, hold on, I'll sit there and hold the flashlight, or I'll stand there and watch it, make sure nobody runs over you.
Yeah.
Change your own damn tire.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired. That's what I said. I'm getting tired of these women. We got women that's in a man's world. You want to work in a man's world? You want to do a man's job? Then do it.
But
Don't expect preferential treatment. It ain't going to happen.
But then on the reverse,
that's why them women truckers on YouTube get so many more followers than like a man trucker.
Yeah. That's why Jeff is going to the doctor.
Shaking her ass and blocking her. Never mind.
Jeff's going to go to the doctor to get wrist enhancement so he can get more followers on YouTube.
Shit, I don't need that. I just need to get rid of my furniture disease.
Where my chest is
sinking into my drawers.
Now the reverse of that, what I'll say is that
set on my head.
What's her name? No, Lisa Kelly, the one you're talking about, the one that was out there bitching and moaning and all that. She's actually a damn genius because she made
a
good living. She's a genius because she actually made money. You know, she went and she made money, regardless of what kind of bullshit she did. She made money. I mean, you can't fault her for that. You know, just like I tell people all the time, those celebrities, some of those celebrities, like the there's a lot of these music singers and all that they were made fun of because they were kind of ditzy blondes. And it's like, yeah, but they're millionaires. Why are you, you know, I mean, that's a genius to me, is that they can make money off of whatever, you know. I mean, if you can make a lot of money, more power to you. Don't matter what it is, you know. I mean, if you can make a lot of money, as long as, you know, you're not doing anything crazy or illegal or whatever. But, I mean, it's just, you see that all the time. People make tons of money, you know, kind of like Rodney Dangerfield. Rodney Dangerfield made tons of money making people laugh and saying, I get no respect. They get no respect. It's like, that's hilarious. That's genius. Bob Uecker. Bob, remember all that? Bob Uecker. We love Bob Uecker. And he was out there doing that. They were, you know, they were making fun of him getting treated like crap and everything. It was hilarious. $2,200.
I don't know.
Hey, Robbie.
Robbie?
He's sleeping. I hear him snoring.
Yeah. No, I think it's Jeff.
No, I'm on one.
What are we trying to get Robbie
following? I heard one of breathing.
No,
maybe there's something going on. There's
no,
more.
I muted you guys because I was outside the truck checking shit. I just got done driving for the day. I had to get on the binders pretty good because of the traffic. The idiots.
Guess who's having dinner with us, Robbie?
Uh-oh.
Donnie?
Yep.
Is that...
See?
I swear, he's at your house more than I am.
Because he lives over
there.
Yeah. I mean, he lives closer. He lives in the actual same area there.
Yeah,
he's about an hour away.
Not helping the situation.
It gets pretty bad, man. I'm going to start looking for a house so I can move so Robbie won't have my address no more.
That's how it's going to be tonight.
Chicken lollipop.
that's a good word for it.
I tell you what, you know it's getting bad when he comes to the house and the dogs don't even bark at him anymore.
That is bad. That is pretty bad.
No, I had Claire all over me the whole weekend last weekend over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's my little buddy.
I thought she don't know no better.
Did you get all those stickers scraped off your truck today?
Yeah, and I went to put a window, change my windows because I had my two older windows and put new seals on, went to stick the old windows back in. Man, we like the hell never got that one back in the driver's side. That's what we said. It went right in when we changed it down there. Mine was a pain in the ass. We got one in. We still ain't got the other in. We ain't even took it out yet.
That's a Mars project?
I don't know. Almost scared to. What a pain in the ass that was.
No, I'm trying to.
Well, you change the windows out because they were cracked, or is that how you clean them?
The windows in my truck, when it was new, the guy bought it new rich, when they started leaking. Well, he took it back for warranty, and they fixed it. Yeah, typical Freightliner bullshit. They fixed it just like a dealer. You know, fix it just long enough for the warranty to get out, and then it's on your problem. So that's what happened. Then they started leaking again, so he got mad and went down and ordered new windows for it. And then he got them to Freightliner. We had somebody else put them in, glass shop. Well, they put them in. Well, over the years, right after I got it off of him, one of the bottom ones where they flip out, it fell out and broke. So I doctored it up. Well, I took the ones that he took out, found out what the problem was with them. It wasn't nothing major, just seals. So I put new seals on them, went to put them in today, and I can't get them back in. Then Donnie had a hell of a time getting one in.
Huh. That's probably why it fell out.
Well, it wasn't the whole window didn't fall out. It was just one of the panels of glass where it opens up and swings out. I lost one somewhere on the way home one time. I got home back in the yard and said, where's the window at out of the truck? I said, I don't know. I said, well, you know, I guess. She looked up. It was gone. She said, you better be glad it didn't rain on the way home. I said, no, you better be glad I didn't get truck washed. Because the window was completely gone. The bottom half of the bottom window, or half of the window, because mine flips out instead of sliding.
Well,
the ones
on
I put back in and slides
way.
Open. Huh?
Save money on air conditioning that way.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Maybe it wants to be a Jeep with fold-down windows.
Oh. But I've been working on that. All my signs and stuff cleaned off. Just wait for everything else to come in. They'll either come in today or Monday, or tomorrow Monday.
When are you going to go to work again?
I don't know. If I play my cards right, maybe I can hold off another month.
See?
Jay, you might be 6 feet under the ground by then.
I was going to say, I wonder who's bailing me out of jail.
I'll bail you out, Tess.
Thanks, Robbie.
How you say that, Ed? Give me 500 on the bandit.
Yeah, give me 500 on the bandit. 20-1, I break the son of a bitch this time.
20-1, I break the son of a bitch this time.
Oh, man. Good stuff, good stuff.
So you got to work tonight? Yeah, you do have to work tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Wow.
It's an easy one, though. The Fridays, I tell people all the time the Friday's the easy one because a lot of times I'll go do something during the day here, you know, maybe go for a ride or go have lunch with a friend or whatever, because Friday I don't have to be back.
What's she look like?
Well, I mean, which one? What are you talking about?
See, hey, you guys won't call me ass on it. I will.
What do you call when I leave out of here? I go up there and swap trailers with the guy, and then there's nobody waiting on me in the morning. So I can stop and take a nap or, you know, take my time. So it ain't like I need to come right back. So it's kind of easier where I can take a little longer.
Do they know you're doing this while you're on the clock?
What? No.
You're stopping and taking a nap and you're on the clock.
Well, I don't get paid by the hour, so.
Oh?
I mean, they know. I tell them all the time, you know. In fact, I mean, sometimes I don't, like normally I'm supposed to be back by 7, and on Saturday sometimes I don't get back till 10. So.
Wait a minute. You don't get paid by the hour. You don't get paid by the mile. How do you get paid?
I do get paid by the mile. I don't.
Oh, you
like,
do? Okay.
Like all the rest of us, he gets paid very, very sparingly.
Yeah.
Very sparingly.
No, I tell people all the time, people are like, why do you do the night shift thing? I said, because they're paying me a ridiculous amount of money to do it.
I don't understand that, because I'd rather work at night than any other time.
Yeah, I mean, well, but regular people that I interact with down here that have regular jobs, you know, they don't have trucking jobs. And you talk to people that don't have trucking jobs, they're all about, like, I don't like working nights.
Oh.
But
did you buy one of them beds that go across your seats in at the truck?
No, I didn't. You know what? I still got the guy's card, though. But you know what? They wanted, like, $300 for that sucker.
Of my speed of 4 miles.
Do you hear me, Jeff?
Yeah.
Well, 4 miles.
I thought maybe you'd have them on as a sponsor by now.
Well, I still got their card, and I'll still contact them, but it seemed to be pretty expensive. But yeah, I mean, I didn't think it would support my weight. I mean, it kind of, like, sagged a little bit, and I was afraid that after, like, you know, 4 or 5 uses, it might have give way. But they, I don't know if you've seen the others that they have. It's like an inflatable deal. It's like one of those air mattresses, but it inflates to the size of the seat. It's in the middle of the two chairs in the truck. So they make those too. And then one guy, he made a hammock.
That'd be cool.
He made a hammock that you put in the doors. Yeah, you kind of open each door and put the actual, like, little straps up in the door when you shut the doors, so it suspends between the two door jams. I mean, that's a great concept, but I mean, I don't know how sturdy it would be. I'm not real sure.
I mean, I want to see their big asses get in them.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, just like the thing that the guy showing me what he was doing, I just didn't think it would support.
I want to see him explain to the DOT how that's legal.
That's not
you're
what
right.
They're doing. No, I mean, that's what I think. I don't think he was trying to say that you can actually get some sleep and drive longer. What he's saying is that when you know when you're somewhere where you're kind of, like, just feeling a little tired and you need to take a nap, you can stretch out. You know, you're not
got a lot,
like,
of work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
If everybody didn't have to be such assholes out here anymore. We used to carry a hammock and hook it underneath on the rub rails or the cross members underneath the trailer and get out and lay right down and just stretch out on that.
That's right.
If you do that now, some son of a bitch cut your throat.
Well, not only that, I remember when the first time that I had a truck with an actual, like, escape hatch on it where it actually had an access door on the sleeper, I would sometimes, when the weather would be nice, I'd leave that door open. And I wouldn't be afraid to do that these days now. I wouldn't want to leave the door open where I could just lay there and take a nap.
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
I will.
I'm laying there. I'll lay with my head at the other end, and I got my shit underneath my pillow. I don't care. I'll lay down, open the door. I'll leave the windows down.
Yeah.
The hell with them.
Yeah, the old story.
Right now, they come up in that truck, they better have a damn good reason to be in there.
So the old story that we got told when I first became a truck driver, I don't know if it's a real story or not, but it was just the trucks had the optimized idle on them, and we all knew what they did. You set the button on dash, and the little light would flash, and the truck would idle, and then later on the truck would just shut off automatically, and then if the battery got low or if the temperature changed, the truck would start up automatically. So the story that we were told was an old school trucker got in the truck, and the owner of the company said, "This is a new deal here. You just flick it and you go back there and you just relax in your sleeper and it's all taken care of." So the old school trucker laying back there sleeping and the truck's idling and the truck shuts off, and he's like, "Well, he said it would do that," so he just goes back to sleep, and then the truck starts to crank up, and all of a sudden that old school trucker, he just reached up and boom. Put the 45 right through the seat, right through the windshield, because he thought somebody was in it trying to take that truck.
Ah, shit. Huh. I don't know.
Yep, I was told.
Days are all over.
One of the other urban legends that I was told was that a Swift truck was backing into a grocery warehouse and he backed all crooked. To where it was, like, you know, taking up too much room on one side, the truck was, and another one of those large car Peterbilts had to back in next to him, and he had a hard time doing it because the truck was at an angle and everything, And that old school truck driver, the large car driver, he got out of that truck. He was pissed off. He pulled out his little snub nose 38 and boom, right in the front tire. he's like, get your ass out of here.
Yeah, I heard old school legend too the other day that I heard somewhere that Swift used to have some of the fastest trucks on the interstate, on the highway. Now, I'll tell you what, 38 years, that was way before my time, man, because I don't ever remember it.
Well, that was back in the 60s. I mean, so the deal is, I don't know if you guys were told the story, but we got told the story because I was working there at the time. And Jerry Moyse, the guy, the founder, the owner that created, built the company, that was the company that he bought was owned by his father. And he bought that company. He was running his own company, and then his father had a company named Swift, and he went in and took it over. And I don't know. I mean, it was like, what do you mean he bought it? I mean, if it was his dad's company, it's like, you know, that father-son stuff, it happens all the time and all that. Well, they said that the legend was, or the kind of like the rumor going around was, is that Jerry Moyse was such an asshole that he bought the company out from his father and then fired his father.
Gosh. I can probably see that.
Yeah, right. You know, you never know. But,
I was saying, we always wondered why the slowest damn company on the highway anymore is named Swift. How did that happen? And some of the biggest outlaws that there was, one of the biggest outlaws there was in the damn country used to be R.D. Warner. Now look. Look at Warner now.
He got old.
They're just as bad as Swift.
Well, they were worse, remember, because they were the ones that had, they were told by DOT that they had to do the electronic logs. Like, they were the one of the first ones to start.
Yeah, but they brag about it now. They're the pioneer of the electronic logs. No, because they were forced to do it.
And the rumor was going around that, some of the drivers had said that the trucks would actually shut off. Like, if you had to call and get permission from them to move the truck, like, once you ran out of time, you were stuck out on the road somewhere, and you had to call, and they would have to unlock the logbook to get the truck moving.
All I can say is Mumford better be damn glad they got out of it before the e-logs come around. Because if Mumford was still around, Lord God help him.
Yeah, but yeah, that is a rumor, Ed. That really never happened. The rumor also was that with Werner's electric logbook, if you ran out of time on George Washington Bridge, you could not finish crossing because the truck wouldn't start. That's not true.
I wouldn't think it would. That would just sound silly to me when they were telling that story. I was like, really? I mean, that just don't make no sense. Why would it be okay for the company just to shut the truck off?
I don't know who Mumford was.
But what the company would do, they'd write up the driver for not planning correctly.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, that's what it is now. I mean, if you run over your hours, you get called to the carpet up every time. So yeah. I mean, I know for a fact that those big companies, they can shut those trucks down. They can cut the power to the trucks. I've seen them do it when a driver would be like stealing the truck. You know, trucks would. You know, like that truck's being stolen. Shut it off. You know, but now if somebody stole the truck and was able to disconnect the Qualcomm, then yeah, then you're gone. It's done. But if the Qualcomm was still hooked up active, then they could shut the ECM off and shut the truck down.
Yeah, that's a Qualcomm feature. I don't think that has anything to do with the ELD.
Right, no, it's a Qualcomm thing, but it was way before ELDs. Yeah, it was just the Qualcomm hooked into the ECM. That way, they could know, you know, that's how they track the truck speeds, and they like Swift. They would always tell you they knew exactly what gear you were in whenever, you know, there was an actual like graph that you could see on the computer that told you the speed of the truck and the gear it was in and how many minutes or how many seconds it was in each gear at whatever speed, And one of Swift's policies was no coasting out of gear. And so if you pulled the truck out of gear and then released the clutch and let the truck roll, then that would be technically coasting out of gear, and you would get dinged if the truck was doing that.
And now they're buying trucks that the transmission does that automatically.
Right. The transmission is all run by air, and it does – mine does that. The Freightliner that I'm in, I'll get to the top of the hill, and all of a sudden the engine will just – and it'll just start coasting.
Yeah.
It's like, what? So yeah.
Yeah, like right now, I'm going down a hill, and mine says E-coast, which means it's coasting, and the RPM gauge drops to 5.
Yep. So I saw a video earlier, and I thought it was kind of interesting. I was going to try to maybe take a picture of the device tonight and post it on Redneck and I's Facebook page and ask anybody what they know the name of this is, but it's like the trailer brake. And somebody was saying in a video, it's supposed to be like some kind of funny video, that it's like, this is the Johnson bar. You pull on this when you're going down a hill. And I think he was talking about the Jake brake is what I think he was talking about, but I don't know. What they did was, is if you're going down a hill and you just pull on the Johnson bar, then what happened was is the video cut to these tires that were like, you know, smoked half off, like somebody actually cut them in half.
Yeah.
You know, and that's,
yeah.
And that's what I said. I said, well, first off, if anybody says to you, if you're going down a hill too fast, pull on the Johnson bar. If somebody tells you that, you need to shoot them in the knee, because that's not what you do. That Johnson bar is like the least thing you want to do to try to, if you lost your brakes on your foot, then they're not going to work on the Johnson bar.
No.
But
well,
just,
yeah, they would. Why wouldn't they?
What I'm saying is, if you put your foot on the brake pedal and you're not stopping, pulling on the Johnson bar is technically doing the same thing just for the trailer. So if you don't have any brakes on your foot, you're not going to have them on the Johnson bar.
Yeah, if you got your brakes tight enough, they ain't working on the foot pedal. That hand valve ain't going to do you no good.
Exactly.
Depending on how you got your brakes set up.
I'm telling you, if you get their brakes hot enough on that foot pedal that they ain't working, you ain't that trailer there ain't gonna work.
Yeah,
you got a
brake system somewhere.
Let me ask.
Because
if you got your trailer set up right.
Your trailer brakes always take a hold before your tractor brakes, even on the foot valve. They're timed. That's why them brake valves is under there for. They're timed. Your trailer brakes, your back axle, the very back axle, then the next axle, then your front back drive axle, your front drive axle, and then your steer. They're timed. On that brake valve, on that brake system, they're timed. Because trust me, the last thing you want to do is have it the other way around and have your tractor and stuff grabbing before the trailer, because then the damn trailer's going to run over you because you're going to jackknife. That's why when you hit your trailer brake, when you hit your foot valve, what's the first thing happens on slick road? Trailer starts coming around on you if you ABS or not. If it's slick road, your trailer starts coming around on you first. Because the trailer will always lock up first before the tractor. Yeah. Again, it's like that saying, Ed, prove me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's, well.
If you smoked your tractor once and the trailer runs weren't smoked,
then you got brakes out of adjustment. You got a problem somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what I was. You're right.
When I remember when I first started driving, I came down Cabbage, and the tractor brakes didn't smoke. The trailer brakes were smoking. And that wasn't me.
And that's usually what you see.
Yeah, you see the trailer brakes will start smoking before the tractor brakes will.
I've done a lot of miles back when I first driving at a damn 78 International Transtar cab over 4070 with a 290 Cummins with a 9-speed with no Jake brakes and a spring ride Trailmobile trailer, tandem axle trailer, running back and forth across 80 and down there in Cumberland and stuff and. Yeah, you want to take a ride? Go across, go from Breezewood to Chambersburg. Go across there one time, Go across that. Get off the turnpike. Run across Route 30 from Chambers Breezewood to Chambersburg one time. And leave your Jake brake off. And go across there about grossing about 78,000.
I tell you what, you'll be having to come to Jesus meeting when you come to the other side, because you won't want to do that again.
Oh, it's bad out across there.
Well, there's a lot of places. I tell you what, last night, so they had the road closed. Interstate 37 was closed. There was a wreck. So they got us all off there on the back roads. And, you know, I'm in South Texas thinking, you know, it's all coastal plains, right? Shoot. We were up there, it was about maybe 40 miles south of San Antonio. We were still in some pretty good hill country. I mean, those back roads, we were ducking and diving and doing all that. And it's amazing that you're on the interstate thinking everything's fine, that you're not in a bad area. But if you get off that interstate in certain places or in this country, there's some windy roads, and you don't even know that they're there until you get on them.
Yeah, I was told that I was going to take Highway 50 across Nevada, and another driver says, oh, no, don't do that. He goes, you wouldn't realize it, but there's some big switchbacks on there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize that. I did a couple of roads there on the eastern side of Arizona. That one, too, yeah.
And the damn
yeah.
road down there in Georgia on Route 137, I think it is. You'll never catch my fat ass on that road again.
Well, I got family that live in Georgia, and I tell them all the time, you guys don't believe in shoulders, do you? It's just like it's just like some of them roads over there in
but a horse on that bitch.
Yeah, and Ohio too. There's not very many shoulders, so yeah. But I think that's going to wrap it up.
Huh.
Well, you guys satisfied?
Sure.
Yep, I got my 2 cents in. I paid my 2 cents today. I'm ready to go to work.
Yeah, I'm about ready to stop for the day. All right, well,
yeah.
So radio show Sunday then. That's it on Saturday.
Yeah, we got to have a day off, at least one day off.
Well, you just need to, like I said, you need to quit being so racist. That's all I'm saying. Just I'm back out.
I tell you what, it's awesome. When I was doing that too, I was talking to some people, and I'm like, well, you know what? You know, I mean, Amber Heard, she's from Austin. She grew up in Austin, so you know she's crazy.
Jeez,
I don't know.
God, I just looked down at my speedometer. I'm doing 70 miles an hour in California. God, I hate California.
Is that where you're at, California?
Yeah. I told him I'd go down to just north of Sacramento, pick up a flatbed, take it up to Boise. He is either at or setting all weekend, so. Oh, well. See y'all.
Shit, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
No kidding.
I know it.
Wow.
Oh, well. It's fun. It's all in fun. It's
wrong.
See you later.
All right, now.
All right, y'all. Have a good evening.
Yep.
Even you, Robbie.
Even, you know, where'd he go?
He probably gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, and Robbie's still on there.
He's still on there, but he ain't. I know he might have fell asleep.
He's sleeping.
Yep.
Yeah, he's probably got off me.
Well, good deal. I think it's going to wrap it up. I'm going to get to work. And everybody else out there, have a great night.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Now, good deal. Yeah, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. This is Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live every weeknight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be here Sunday. We're going to shoot for Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I don't know. I'm going to work on trying to make sure I'm back in time. Like I said, we got a ride going to be on Sunday starting at noon. So that's going to be a lot of fun. If you're in the area, stop by. Hang it out. Even if you're in a big truck, I'll make sure you can get in there. I'll look for you. Keep it up. But yeah, don't forget to go to our great sponsors there. We got Trucker Tools, truckertools.com, and download the app from the app stores, Trucker Tools. And it's a great little app that does load tracking. And you can find parking spots and truck stops and all that kind of good stuff, too. Fuel, locations, everything. And also, don't forget to go check out DPF Regeneration. DPFRegeneration.com. Those guys, a great outfit over there. 800-634-3010 is the phone number, dpfregeneration.com. And also LTR, Load to Ride Transportation out of Denver, Colorado. It's a great carrier keeping people busy over there. 720-277-0030. Or like I said, LTRtransportation.com. And all of those links to those sponsors are also on our website, redneckandeyes.com. We appreciate all their support and everything. And go check us out. You can see us on the social medias. Also, don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us and helping us grow there. And stay tuned because Redneck and Eyes, we're getting out there. And we're even planning on doing our own thing come 2024. We're planning on doing our own truck show. So stay tuned for that. But like I said, we'll be back here every weeknight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Women of Redneck and Eyes is Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Same number, 515-602-9731. And then we'll see y'all Sunday. All right, now? So until then, stay safe, stay successful, and we'll see you up on the road.
As far as I can go, for all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust in recordings.